Good evening. It's good to be with you tonight. I hope that your week so far has been a good week and pray that the remainder of the week will be equally as good for you. Tonight, I've got some things that I've been thinking about and just wanted to share some thoughts with you. We, you know, our nation, our city, our congregation have had some very difficult time in recent months. It's been a lot to go through. To help us through this rough time, we've had recent lessons on our winning against anxiety, knowing that the Lord is with us and that we have need for peace in our lives and that we have peace in our lives through Christ and other topics. Because of this uncertainty, our focus changes daily. We need to remain focused on our relationship with God. We draw strength from being with our Christian brothers and sisters. We see them in worship services. We go out to lunch with them. We go have evening meals with them, many different occasions that we can be together, but it's always a time for fellowship and encouragement when we are together as a church family. This is difficult to do right now since we have to maintain this social distancing and we're not meeting in the same way as we did in the past, but we must keep trying. If I don't remain focused on my relationship with God, then what happens? This forgetting does not occur immediately. Just slowly over time, creeping up on us, and we're not aware that we aren't doing what we should. Now, I'm not saying that this happens to each and every one of us. I'm saying that this is a possibility that could happen, and the more absent we are from our brothers and sisters, you know, we don't have the strength that we draw from each other, so we've got to really be aware of it. The point of tonight's devotional is that we lose sight of our goal by drifting. And drifting reminds me of sitting in a boat on a lake or a river, and you look skyward, and you're enjoying things around you, the scenery, and you're not really thinking about what's going on around you. Then all of a sudden, you sit up, you look around, and you see that you've drifted off course. Sometimes it's a struggle to return to the course. It's not uncommon for Christians to drift off course. The big question is, would you know if you're drifting? So some things we need to know about drifting. Number one, drifting requires no effort. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, we find a warning against drifting. Therefore, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. And this drifting can start simply by spiritual sluggishness. It is an unconscious process. Remember what I said about drifting in the boat? The same thing is true with that is true for us as Christians, that many Christians have drifted away only to find themselves removed from the scriptures, and they're really not even aware of it. You must constantly be adding to your faith, as we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge. We must continue to grow, and as we read on down in 2 Peter chapter 3, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think the moment you stop growing, you become stagnant and even begin to drift. And drifting always ends in shipwreck. For those who drift spiritually through their own neglect, there shall be no escape from a just punishment. As we read again in Hebrews chapter 2, a little bit farther along, verses 1 through 3, therefore we must pay much closer attention to what we've heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? We need to hold fast to the word and not neglect our salvation. Now, a couple of signs to indicate that we are drifting or that drifting is occurring. One would be a diminishing desire to study God's word and to pray. We got caught up in other activities and we either forget or we become tired. We put it off until later, and then sometimes later just never happens, never occurs for us. Secondly, we have a diminishing desire to be with God's people. We're concerned about edifying one another, as we read in Romans chapter 14. So then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Not wanting to be with fellow Christians is contrary to God's word. We're at risk with this in our current situation. I know we can't always be together like we want to be, but we can work through this rough period together. We just can't give up on each other. We have remedies against this drifting. First off, we can keep rowing. We can't give up or slow down. Paul told the Corinthian brothers in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, therefore, do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. We need to maintain our focus on our future with Jesus Christ. We need to watch out for undercurrents. We must always be on guard for the undercurrent of temptation because we're of a fleshly nature and it wages war against the soul. Remember, Jesus said to Peter in Mark chapter 14, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Can happen to all of us. Peter also writes in his 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul." Finally, we read in Paul's letter to the Galatians in chapter 5, starting verse 16, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." These scriptures that we just read warn us just to stay away from the fleshly lusts that wage war with our souls. Are there remedies? Well, we can expect to go against the tide. There are many tides that sweep us away. I found this thought interesting about what a tide really is. We have popularity, peer pressure, the praise of others. We have denominationalism and false doctrine. We have liberalism and worldliness, even in the church. And a big one is neglect, indifference, apathy, lack of interest and concern. And this is a big concern for us in our current situation. If one drifts with the majority, he certainly will be lost. We want to make sure that we are not doing that, that we haven't lost our interest and our concern. We need to keep our focus on God and the things that we can do to remain strong during this difficult time. We read in Matthew chapter 7, about the narrow way, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." So there it is laid out in front of us. It's not going to be easy. We have a challenge now in front of us. Do we have any other options or remedies that we can have? Yeah, we have another remedy called having a strong anchor, rooted and grounded in Christ, as we read in Colossians chapter 2. "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." So there is a way we can have a strong anchor. We read additionally in Ephesians chapter 3, starting verse 16, "that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." That strong anchor certainly will keep us from drifting. The reason I wanted to look at this topic is, you know, as I stated earlier, is we don't have the strong face-to-face support of our church family several times during the week that we've had in the past. And without this support, we really can start drifting. We need to reach out to others. We can do that with telephone calls, cards, any way that keeps us in contact with them. We just need to ask ourselves, how do I do this? Have I started drifting? I hope that you have a great week. And I look forward to seeing you again soon. Stay safe and have a week full of God's love and peace. Thank you.